Chapter 23. Then Balaam said to Balak,
"Build on this spot 7 altars, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me."
Balak immediately did just as Balaam had said, and Balak and Balaam offered up a bull and a ram on each altar. Balaam then said to Balak,
"Stay here by your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps Jehovah will get in touch with me. Whatever he reveals to me, I will tell you."
So he went to a barren hill. Then God got in touch with Balaam, who said to him,
"I set the 7 altars in rows, and I offered up a bull and a ram on each altar."
Jehovah put this word in the mouth of Balaam, "Return to Balak, and this is what you are to say." So he returned and saw that Balak and all the princes of Moab were standing by his burnt offering. Then he spoke this proverbial saying,
"Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me from Aram, from the mountains of the east. Do come to curse Jacob for me. Yes, come to denounce Israel. How could I put a curse on those whom God has not cursed? And how could I denounce those whom Jehovah has not denounced? From the top of the rocks I see them, and from the hills I see them. As a people, they dwell there alone. They do not count themselves among the nations. Who can number the dust particles of Jacob, or count even the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the upright, and let my end be like theirs."
Balak then said to Balaam,
"What have you done to me? I brought you to put a curse on my enemies, and here you have done nothing but bless them."
He answered,
"Must I not speak whatever Jehovah puts in my mouth?"
Balak said to him,
"Please, come with me to another place from which you can see them. You will see only a part of them. You will not see them all. Put a curse on them for me from there."
So he took him to the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars and offered up a bull and a ram on each altar. So Balaam said to Balak,
"Stay here by your burnt offering while I get in touch with him over there."
And Jehovah got in touch with Balaam and put this word in his mouth, "Return to Balak, and this is what you are to say." So he came to him and saw that he was waiting by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab were with him. Balak asked him,
"What has Jehovah said?"
Then he spoke this proverbial saying,
"Get up, Balak, and listen. Hear me, O son of Zippor. God is not a mere man who tells lies, nor a son of man who changes his mind. When he says something, will he not do it? When he speaks, will he not carry it out? Look, I have been taken to bless. Now he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He does not tolerate any magical power against Jacob, and he does not allow any trouble against Israel. Jehovah his God is with them, and he is loudly hailed as king among them. God is bringing them out of Egypt. He is like the horns of a wild bull for them. For there are no omens of doom against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. At this time it may be said about Jacob and Israel, 'Look at what God has done. Here is a people who will rise up like a lion, and like the lion, it will raise itself up. It will not lie down until it eats prey and drinks the blood of the slain ones.'"
Balak then said to Balaam,
"If on the one hand you cannot put any curse on him, then on the other hand you should not bless him either."
Balaam answered Balak,
"Did I not say to you, 'I will do all that Jehovah says'?"
Balak said to Balaam,
"Please, come and let me take you to yet another place. Perhaps it will be right in the eyes of the true God for you to put a curse on him for me from there."
So Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor, which looks toward Jeshimon. Then Balaam said to Balak,
"Build 7 altars on this spot, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me."
So Balak did just as Balaam had said, and he offered up a bull and a ram on each altar.